Maroon chrysanthemums floated on the inky water of Georgian Bay at dusk on September 30, each placed into the water with a silent thought and shared grief, in memory of the children who died at residential schools, and in compassion for those who survived and are still trying to live. The act of quiet remembrance was part of a gathering at Awen Circle in Collingwood on National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. Led by Mukpalu Ipili, the event included a sacred fire kept by Wachek and Opichi Kamanda, poetry by Gillian Morris, and releasing the flowers into the water. The indigenous community gathered earlier in the day, before welcoming the greater community to join them. Ipili spoke to the crowd about harmony, delivering four rules for harmony. Firstly, to work for the common good and not for yourself. Second, to live in respectful relationships with every person you encounter. Third is to plan and prepare for the future. And finally, to maintain harmony and balance. When the rules are broken, explained Ipili, there's no authority to punish the rule breaker, but the imbalance within is punishment enough. We know that there have been atrocities against Canada's Indigenous people. We, us who are here now, want to see change, and feel it too, said Ipili. She gave out the flowers, alongside Morris, and instructed the crowd to place them in the water. In honor of the children who didn't make it out of the residential school system alive, and for those who live with trauma, we will send flowers into the water, in hopes to help lift the burden on their spirits so that they may know that we care for them, and hope that their spirits return to harmony, said Ipili. Morris shared two poems she wrote for the occasion. Her first poem was as follows. My friend, my foe. On the international stage you promote us with pride. Our art, the regalia, you stand by our side. Lights down, you back up, the narrative shifts. The feeling of unity it wanes, and it drifts. Then you call us a threat to organized society. Tell us that we behave without propriety. Then you smile, like your head's on a swivel. And it spun around to reveal someone civil. You compliment the beadwork that adorns my jewelry. And you assume that I buy your conspicuous foolery. Dance by our side when you hear the beat of the drum. Then feast on our stories and offer a crumb. So which face did you put on today? Do you still feel the need to save my soul? Or can you see the aftermath of all that you stole? You extend your hand. Self-hatred wrapped in shiny paper. My distorted image looking back through clouded vapor. Your charity is not welcome. Serve it elsewhere. We have our Earth Mother and she knows how to share. My friend or my foe. It's difficult to know.